Dala scrambled over her tabletop, fell to the floor beyond, looked around. Visitors buffeted by the explosion lay all over the floor. Though there was little, if any, blood, the transparisteel barrier seemed to have sustained most of the force of the blast. A few visitors, meters away, had not fallen or were already rising. The false Tavarkian was gone. No, he was a few meters off to her right, elbow crawling, his jacket and shirt off, revealing medical scrubs beneath. His hair was black now. Only his suit pants and his physique gave him away as the man she'd been talking to. She elbow crawled after him. The smoke was thicker immediately above, but here at floor level she had decent visibility. She crawled across Tavarkian's discarded pants and shoes. Now the man ahead was fully dressed in scrubs. There was a distant boom to her left. Dala thought it came from beyond the huge durasteel doors that allowed visitors entry into the hall. They were closed at the moment, not damaged in the least by the explosion. Purple smoke began issuing from behind Dala and flooding the air above. She glanced back and saw that it was coming from her false lawyer's abandoned briefcase, which was on fire. A new tone joined the standard alarm cycle, a shrill note indicating a biohazard. Dala grinned again. If it weren't so dangerous, this would have been a good show. The doors out of the hall slid open. Hovering just on the other side, in the mostly empty hallway beyond, and now wreathed in the smoke that flowed out of the visitor's hall, was a repulsor gurney, the type with a platform at one end to accommodate a pilot. Dala saw the false Tavarkian angle to crawl toward it. She followed. There was a whoosh, rocket noise, and Boba Fett flew into the hall. He hovered just before the doors, the rocket thrust from his pack stirring the smoke into violent whirls, the green of his Mandalorian armor clashing with the smoke around him. Dala's eyes widened. She'd never expected Fett to appear in a recognizable form. To do so was to invite retaliation from the Jedi now controlling the Chief of State's office. But there he was, big as life, hovering, scanning the visitor's hall in his methodical fashion. Dala had to admit to herself that the man knew how to make an entrance. The YBH droid was just reaching Booth 6 when Tahiri, meters away, exerted herself through the Force. The bent sheet of transparisteel she'd crawled under bent farther, slamming into the droid, hammering it, sending it sprawling back into the secure area. There. That would give her a good 2 seconds of breathing room. She rolled over, scanning the chamber before her, trying to sort details out of the confusion of running visitors, purple smoke, shrilling alarms, and Boba Fett. She gaped at the sight of him, floating into the chamber atop a column of fire and smoke dominating the scene. But the door behind him was now open. Visitors were already running through it, seeking escape from the chaos and danger of the room. Tahiri got up and sprinted past Fett's rocket thrust. Just on the other side of the door, she spun, looking for the door's control panel, hoping to send the metal barrier slamming shut to trap the YVH droid inside. But there was none, not on this side or the other. The YVH droid rose and charged toward Booth 6, its gait suggesting that it would leap through the gap. Boba Fett tilted forward. The small missile atop his rocket pack flew free, striking the YVH droid in its torso. The droid and several meters around him were suddenly replaced by a fireball that glowed evilly in yellows and reds. Tahiri ducked sideways, getting behind the blast shield offered by the edge of the door. The metal wall between her and the explosion rang with its force. She peeked out. There was nothing but a smoking crater where the YVH droid had stood. Perhaps it wasn't destroyed. An explosion that great could have picked it up and hurled it out of sight rather than destroying it. Could have collapsed the floor and sent it plummeting to a lower level of the prison. But it was gone.